All right, the R&B Africa Focus Series with Crystal Alderson is brought to you by R&B, a banking partner that is made of Africa. R&B is a leading African corporate and investment bank. Crystal Alderson, I'm not going to ask you if your car is clean or dirty on the inside. You're a parent, I can guess.
You can only guess, B. Let's leave it at that. Yes, it's a mess.
Let's get straight into things around the continent. Today we want to talk about growth in Africa. We're expecting, of course, some of the faster growing economies to be from the continent. In fact, the economist Jeffrey Sachs is predicting as much as 7% in the coming years.
Absolutely. Good morning, Bongani. It's Africa Week this week. Later this week, I'm sure you're going to have an interesting focus. And actually, this year, they're focusing on accelerating the implementation of the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, which is what we've been talking about. So growth is going to happen despite some of the doom and gloom, Bongani. I think there is resilience. There's acceleration of, different industries. There's regional trade happening. And there's going to be an uptick in economic growth. We just have to bite the bullet, get over COVID, etc. But the fundamentals are there, Bongani. And I think they're estimating between 2024 and 2025 that it will uptick to about 3.9%. But of course, Africa isn't a country, Bongani. It's got different regions. And we see that West and Central Africa growth is, for instance, around 3.4, and East and Southern Africa is around 3.0 in 2024. But we do see, and which is a region that I think both of us are very, that we do like, is East Africa. And we see the African Development Bank is saying that the continuing reopening of these economies are really repositioning East Africa in particular as a top performer in the region. And we're looking at about 4.7% year in that region alone, Bongani.
I mean, if you think about proximity to Asia, the Middle East, East Africa is certainly poised to eat our lunch. They can be part of that Indian Ocean trade, which is in fact centuries old and predates the colonial period. And so if we don't get our act together, certainly when it comes to ports and logistics, who knows where the gateway to the continent will soon be, if not in South Africa. But certainly according to the International Monetary Fund, this is the place to invest this continent. Sub-Saharan Africa are expected to grow between 4% and 5% over the next 5 years. I'd imagine, we might be left in the dust as far as all of that is concerned. I mean, where are the focus areas if you think about specific sectors?
Yes, so I think firstly East Africa, because there's closer regional integration, regional markets, and they also have a diverse market. So look, we're looking at agricultural products, tea, coffee, we're looking at flowers. Then there's also a bit of mining, and more importantly, Bongani, it's their people and a focus on technology. So for instance, we see, again, Kenya, a star performer. In fact, they're saying that that IMF is predicting that Kenya's GDP will be larger than Angola's. And I mean, Angola is a resource country, Bongani. So Kenya, I think, always looking at how they can boost investment. There's a strong and vibrant corporate sector. Politically, they have a new president. There's been some ructions, but they try to ensure that they remain the gateway for investments in East Africa. There's tourism support, financial services, and then, of course, that fastest growing ICT sectors. But I think what I also find always fascinating about Kenya, and look, having said that, Bongani, they had the worst drought in 4 decades. Climate change have hit that country hard. But despite that, they still get their top earners. Tea, they got about 1.2 billion. Horticulture, 1.12 billion. They're also going into the clothing sector, which was around, 300 million, and then coffee. But what I find fascinating, they put a lot of money on infrastructure, getting the roads moving, getting the port sorted out, getting trains. And they are establishing new cities, Bongani. They're actually doing it. And they're also supporting their special economic zones. And what caught my eye was this new development called Tatu City. It's a 5,000-acre special economic zone just outside of Nairobi. We see William Ruto putting a lot of focus on it. They've developed major infrastructure. They've completed roads. There's now about 60 businesses, including a massive pharmaceutical kind of company that's been set up. And what's quite interesting, Bongani, is that Kenya is saying, look, we don't have gold, we don't have diamonds, but we do have people,
yeah.
We have our coffee and tea, and we have a vision for the country. And that's what they're pushing, Bongani.
Yep, it's the resource-rich countries who rely on their natural endowment instead of coming up with plans to get their people and their economies moving forward. Lots of lessons to be learned from there.